Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
So I want to make it clear, I'm ready to meet with the Speaker anytime, tomorrow, if he has his budget. Lay it down, tell me what you want to do, I'll show you what I want to do, see what we can agree on, if we don't agree on, let's see what we vote on.
President Joe Biden announced a $6.8 trillion budget, including increased spending on the military and a wide array of social programs, which he says will reduce future budget deficits and keep the burden off working families. It calls for $5 trillion in tax increases on high earners and corporations to offset new spending on programs to help the middle class and the poor. Republicans are calling for scaled back spending in the fight over the debt ceiling. Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw testified before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee about the February train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Shaw apologized to the town's residents and said Norfolk Southern is committed to helping them however it can.
Senator, I'm committed to doing what's right. You know, we're going to be there today, tomorrow, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I've told the community that. I've been there in person.
According to data from the Federal Railroad Administration, there were 1,164 derailments last year. EPA Regional Administrator Deborah Shore said last month the agency issued an administrative order to hold the company accountable for all EPA costs related to the cleanup and restoration. The GOP-controlled House passed the Protecting Free Speech from Government Interference Act on a party-line vote to prohibit federal employees from censoring speech while acting in an official capacity. New Mexico Democratic Representative Melanie Stansbury described the bill's language as bizarre Orwellian doublespeak, arguing it doesn't protect free speech, but limits it.
It imperils our democracy by handcuffing the ability of law enforcement, national security, and intelligence officials to provide factual, critical information to social media companies and the public.
Passage of this bill comes as the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government conducted a hearing on the Twitter files, which examined internal documents from Twitter about content moderation. Journalist Matt Taibbi and author Michael Schellenberger testified on the contents, and members of the subcommittee engaged in tense exchanges. Louisiana Republican Representative Mike Johnson said it should be a top issue across party lines and for Americans because of free speech implications.
It is a bedrock principle of our constitutional system that the government does not get to decide what speech is acceptable or true. Under the First Amendment, Americans have a right to speak freely, regardless of whether their speech upsets the preferred narrative.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.